Rhyme.
And treason.
I went to jail because we could not use a downtown eating facility, and that struggle has not stopped.
Charles Barkley weighing in on media treatment of the story, telling Maria Bartiromo on CNBC he agrees with the Zimmerman verdict, hitting the media for giving racists a platform to vent ignorance.
Do you support the proposal for all US Muslims to carry a special ID card?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they should.
I think they should.
Why?
So if they come over here with a weapon or something, that way we know who they are.
After 9/11, unfortunately, things like that have to be, you know?
Drowning black people.
Every day on television, the president's on TV at least once a day. And celebrations of the dead, the Patriots, exposés on Al-Qaeda, it's just relentless. It's like 25 hours a day of just how tragic it was and how patriotic it was.
Sisters! Niggas! Whiteys!
This specific group targets schools and kills kids.
They are a bunch of thugs, murderers, and they go after schools, the Christian schools. They've done this, they burn them down. We don't do that here. If we burn down your mosque here, you'd be really upset. The fact of the matter is, these guys are murderers, they're terrorists, and if this is what the prophet told you to do, then the prophet was wrong. Now, I already got enough bail from you all, and you don't like what I say about not letting your students come here. If it were up to me, I would not have another mosque built in this country until we got it worked out who was not a terrorist. And by the way,
there we go.
Has somebody out there, is any Muslim out there, any Muslim cleric, any Muslim leader said anything about this? No, you're cowardly. Because you're afraid they're going to put a, what they call the fatwa on you. Well, fatwa this.
Put her there. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That same contractor in green also told me that he saw Michael Brown running away from the police car. He said Brown put his hands up and that the officer was chasing him. He also said that Officer Wilson fired another shot at Brown while his back was turned.
If you ain't down for the Africans here in the United States, period, point blank, if you ain't down for the ones that suffered in South Africa from apartheid and shit, damn it, you need to step your punk ass to the side and let us brothers and us Africans step in and start putting some foot in that ass.
Told us today, in other words, you're still a slave. No matter how much money you got, you still ain't shit.
Sitting in my living room, calm and collective, feeling that gotta get my perspective. Cause what I just heard broke me in half, and half the niggas I know, plus the niggas on the road spelling. Laugh now, but cry much later. You see, when niggas get together, they get mad cause they can't fade us. Like my niggas from South Central Los Angeles, they found that they couldn't handle us. Bloods, Crips on the same squad, with the S.A.'s up, a nigga, it's time to rob and mob and break the white man off something lovely. I don't love them, so them can't love me. Yo, straight putting it down, getting my scoot on. It's jumping off in Compton, so I got to get my loot on and come up on me some furniture. Sup, got a VCR in the back of my car that I gank from the sloths and swap me. And motherfuckers better not try to stop me, cause they will see that I can't be stopped. Cause I'm a cock, my Glock, and pop till they all drop.
Yes, in the videotape we see some of the people in the crowd throwing things at the officers.
And swinging at them as well. There was a young woman there who took a swing at an officer with some object in her hand.
How many niggas are ready to lose?
Yeah, so what you wanna do? What you wanna do?
I said, how many niggas are ready to lose?
Got myself a boozy and my brother a nine.
I got my finger on the trigger, so niggas wonder why. For living in the city, it's do or die. I got my finger on the trigger, so niggas wonder why. For living in the city, it's do or die.
Happy no nigga love. 187 time, time to grab the glove. Can't get Prince on a nine, I throw away. Or get Prince on my Uzi when it's played. Pop, 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 another motherfucker drop. And I get relief like pop, pop, fizz, smash. I crash his head like a window. I Nintendo, I'm high off the endo. Creeping with the quickness to the cut. Bust one to his head while he munches on a donut. And crack up, so now we best to back up. I guess I got to pack up.
Episode 93, Rhyme and Treason Radio, coming at ya.
The Racism Sucks edition. Fuck racism.
Racism fucking sucks. That's the theme of the show.
Yeah, hate everybody equally, or hate nobody at all.
That's right. We're in Sacramento, Saturday morning. I made the trek. Once again.
We're getting old, people. We're now recording in the mornings because we can't hang.
I couldn't hang at all last night. I probably drank like six beers and I was done.
That's all good, though. Cause
I party till 2:30 in the morning in Reno the night before, though. So anyway, the aches and pains, they're catching up to me.
That's right.
Racism fucking sucks. It's fueled by the media in 2014. Feel like we're regressing in our racist fucking bullshit.
You know, it's weird, man, because...
I thought in the 90s we were, like, starting to get along and stuff, but no, I guess not.
Yeah, you know, I mean, can't we all just get along, Rodney King? You know? And then it's like, what the fuck, man? Now it's just... It's so hard because, yes, there is racism. It is real. It does exist. But nobody is born with that kind of hate in their heart.
Absolutely,
and
but now you got the media fucking shoving it down your throat.
Yeah, but even then, that's still like a second. That's a reinforcer. Okay,
maybe
you had to learn that trait somewhere for the media's. You know, because how many other things do you see on the media that you don't necessarily agree with or believe in? And when you hear it, you go, "That's fucking bullshit," right? So, why is it then when you hear something? Oh, this white cop shot a black kid. Well, yeah, the kid was shooting at him first, and maybe he retaliated with excessive force.
It's a newer story I don't even know about, but I'm sure I will.
Oh, by the time this comes out, it'll be fucking old news. But no, that's not the point. I mean, the point here is that we have this hyper-focus. Like, everything has to be resolved and understood in its entirety immediately. Like you were saying, like, here's a breaking news story that we don't even know all the facts and details about.
Yeah, but it's
and the President of the United States is already chiming in on it. I mean, it's hyper-sensationalization. It's insane. It's in itself its own form of racism because, like you said, it perpetuates the hate and the lies.
What you just heard, a DJ Matador original thing I made.
Yeah, world exclusive DJ Matador.
Spice it up. 93 fucking episodes. So many.
The radio tuning mixing of all the songs that hit the cutting room floor for this episode. So, coming up next, we got a whole bunch of good racist and anti-racist songs for you. So, stay tuned. I think we got some white power in the next block, I guess. Oi. And stuff.
Now, rising my tequila at a track by us. I gotta keep my mind clear, so I don't bust.
really what doctors must do.
Ravers of the world, unite!
Mr. Delaney, can you work for me tomorrow?
Tomorrow's Thanksgiving.
Then you must come in the next day, I tell you. It's Black Friday.
Black Friday?
It's the biggest mall shopping day of the year. And since the mall is just up the street, I would like you to come out and work.
On Black Friday?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You want me to work on Mooly Monday, too?
I'm sorry?
How about Nigger Tuesday?
Nigger Tuesday? Is this a new holiday?
You come to a brother and tell him he got to work on Black Friday? You got any idea how racist that sounds? Telling me to come in and work. What, you think you own me?
I never said this, I tell you.
But you thought it, didn't you? You thought to yourself, oh, I'm going to lay down the law for this nigga because I put food on his table and clothes on his little nigga baby backs. And he ain't going to say shit.
This ain't Amistad.
You shut up.
Goddamn right this ain't Amistad. Can't wait till the post office selling my disability suit because then I'm going to be out this motherfucker because I'm going to be Oprah rich. and kiss my ass.
You know what? Fuck you, and suck cock.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm blacker than black, and I'm black, y'all. I'm blickety black, blacker than black, black. I'm blacker than black, yo, because I'm black and I'm black.
Hey, it's the Deputy Dog from the Brothers Grimm Punkcast. When I crawl out of the underground, I listen to Rhyme and Treason Radio with DJ Gower and DJ El Matador. See you in the pit.
You're a Nazi. Your mommy doesn't know about the National Front. She doesn't know that you're a Nazi. You're sitting in your room being a Nazi cunt. No, I've never met someone so full of hate. It's a wonder you got time to masturbate over images of men in uniform. And you better keep an ear out for the dog. You think they could be ready? Because your mommy doesn't know that you're a Nazi. Your mommy doesn't know about the National Front. She doesn't know that you're a Nazi. You're sitting in your room being a Nazi.
babbled shit on my life, and now I'm jumping in on white America. I could be one of your kids. White America. Little Eric looks just like this. White America. Erica loves my shit. I go to TRL. Look how many hugs I get. White America. I could be one of your kids. White America. Little Eric looks just like this. White America. Erica loves my shit. I go to TRL. Look how many hugs I get. Look at these eyes, baby blue, baby, just like yourself. If they were brown, Shady Lou, Shady sits on the shelf. But Shady's cute, Shady new, Shady's dimples would help. Make ladies swoon, baby.
Ooh, baby.
Look at myself. Let's do the math. If I was black, I would have sold half. Studios at. When I was underground, no one gave a fuck, I was white. No labels wanted to sign me, almost gave up, I was like, fuck it until I met Dre. The only one who looked past gave me a chance, and I lit a fire up under his ass. Helped him get back to the top. Every fan black that I got was probably his in exchange for every white man that he's got. Like, damn, we just swapped. Sitting back looking at shit, wow. I'm like, my skin is a star to work to my benefit now.
Racism sucks. Rhyme and Treason Radio coming at you.
Hating the haters on this one, people. You know, gotta say.
Yep.
It's fucking horse shit. What the fuck is wrong with you? If you have hate in your heart for somebody that you don't even know, you've never met in your entire life, just because of the color of their skin or where they're from or their religious belief, then I fucking hate you, you piece of shit.
Yeah, DJ Gower keeping it real. Anyway, what you just heard, little Eminem, White America.
Because, you know, the whiteys rule everything, right? We're the masterminds, aren't we?
That's right. And hey, he would have sold half if he was black in the song. Anyway, before that, little Noah.
This was something that occurred in the song, people. Let's clarify. That was not an actual racist statement.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Anyway, Noah. No,
there is
that,
something wrong with Bruce. Racism. That's the whole point of the show. Yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, jeez. Anyway. You
know, yeah, it's just... It blows my mind that with all the shit that happens in this world, all the things that are far more important to waste your good fucking energy on, you're going to waste it on hate, you know?
Nazi fucks. Yeah. I hate them.
Think about it. If half of those people or more, all of them, let's say, put that same amount of energy into anything productive and creative, we'd probably be like living on fucking Mars right now because the human consciousness would be elevated.
People suck, that's for sure.
You know, so teach your children well, people, because, you know, I got a 4-year-old son. He doesn't hate anybody except for me when I take shit away from him. You know what I mean? So it's.
Hell yeah. Well spoken. Anyway, coming up next.
Coming up your ass, you fake. Oh, wait.
That was not PC at all.
That was incorrect of me to have worded that in such a manner, and I apologize.
Yep. They're coming after you. So we got some more shit coming up next.
One of the most racist songs ever made. So racist, in fact, that it was removed from the album after its initial pressing. The Bloodhound Gang, known for their off-kilter tracks. This one, Yellow Fever, kind of just speaks for itself,
yeah,
I guess.
It's a classic.
Yeah. So check it out, people. Oh, in there also some E-40. White girl.
Yeah.
Even though that song's really not even about white girls, it's about cocaine. But that's okay.
Voodoo Glow Skulls, who I saw, well, not last night, but the night before last. All right, here we go. Coming up.
Rhyme.
And here we go.
You know, that's where the gangas is. Fuckers waiting on me, along with the hyenas. Catching all the sweat for what I said to one timer. So when you see me at the party or the baile, before I got here, I was gaffled in the calle. Too thick a macho, said I was borracho. Had an attitude, why you try to play me macho? Just relax, calmado, mijo. Send dog with the funky bilingo. We'll be right back.
Cartman. I was just down in the SPC kicking it with some G's on the west side.
You live on the east side, Cartman. Dude, I thought you said you were Native American.
Right. Like I'm some hippie Indian. You know what I'm saying? Gee, check you later. I'm gonna go chill with my dad.
It weigh a hell of a lot more. You can smell a residue and the fumes from next out. Turf superstar, microwaves and pickle jars, portable digital scale, custom painted muscle cars, peppering with a razor blade, use a safety pin. What they going for? Nigga, what you trying to spin? When it's a drought, I just sit on my dope and wait for the prices to skyrocket and rise like real estate. I got that ice cream, that candy, that girl, that white. My Chrysler Charger 2006 Hemi, tight. I'm a D-boy. Booch! I thought you knew, just like every other motherfucker in my crew. Bundle in the bushes, chopper up in the tree. AK'll light up your chest like E.T.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
Now let me introduce the world to my girl. She white, she bright, she shine like a pearl. And I ain't talking about Lindsay Lohan. I'm talking about that sniff, that blow, man. What that? One hit that'll get you open. Might make your nose bleed if it's potent. So if you're not ready, homie, don't tamper with it. She the chick who had Tony Montana slipping. She's so bad, she make you mad. But soon as you get mad, she make you cash. That white girl, but she ain't always that light. She ain't always that bright. She ain't always that white. Nope. Give me one girl, one grand. I teach you how to give a white girl a suntan. Put it in that pot till it get that hot. Then start to serve, mix a lot.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
We're down in the dirt itself, to be exact. Getting money with white girls is a well-known fact. I like a black, brown, Puerto Rican, or Asian, but nothing bring the bread back like a Caucasian. Whether winter, fall, summer, spring, a white girl's always down for doing the damn thing. Put her on the highway, she ain't no punk. Got a white girl driving with white girls in the trunk. Hold up, I ain't lying, it's the best thing going. When my white girl's around, it's always snowing. Mama can't stand her, telling me to switch, saying I'ma go to jail fucking with that white bitch. No shit. Always around to keep me paid. With some white girls on my team, I got it made. So if you're down on your luck and got no money, then do what I do.
What?
Go get you a snow bunny, man.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got that.
White girl.
I got the Pyrex working with the white girl in it. It's the dope Super Bowl and the nigga I'm about to win. No question marks or commas, nigga we got the scammer. When we through with this batch, we going out to the Bahamas. I keep a silk broad when I'm fucking with the hard, cause they never get stopped by the motherfucking cops. Boots look hard, but them bitches is fraud. Don't like to see me ball, want me to go rock for rock. Move around, bitch, you need to get out the way. I keep a young Susan when it's time to move, yeah. You need to learn the game before you try to play. Cause like Cal gone, the laws will take you away. So I keep me a snow bunny riding in the front with a triple zillion head and a platinum cunt. You already know they eating nuts like a squirrel. Let me hit you in your ass and bust nuts in your curl, white girl.
Bitch. They're only words. It's the context that counts. It's the user. It's the intention behind the words that makes them good or bad. The words are completely neutral. The words are innocent. I get tired of people talking about bad words and bad language. Bullshit. It's the context that makes them good or bad. The context that makes them good or bad. For instance, you take the word nigger. There is absolutely nothing wrong with the word nigger in and of itself. It's the racist asshole who's using it that you ought to be concerned about. We don't care when Richard Pryor or Eddie Murphy say it. Why? Because we know they're not racist. They're niggers. Context. Context. We don't mind their context because we know they're black. Hey, I know I'm Whitey, the blue-eyed devil, patio fade, gray boy, honky motherfucker myself. Don't bother my ass. They're only words. You can't be afraid of words that speak the truth, even if it's an unpleasant truth, like the fact that there's a bigot and a racist in every living room on every street corner in this country.
Hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Hey, sucker nigga, hey, sucker nigga, whoever you are. Whoever you are.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, my vocals a little bit. Put the upper bass line.
I be hating sucker MCs and the sucker niggas. Posing like they hard when we know they damn card. What you figure? Round wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we are the herbs, so sit back and light me. Inhale. My style is kinda fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls' desires for the female's dreams. I be the abstract poetic representing for queens. Socially, I'm not a name, black and white got game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga first was used back in the deep south. Falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, dummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy. But I don't, neither does the youth, cause we embrace adversity. It goes right with the race, and being that we use it as a term of endearment, niggas start to bug to the domas where the fear went. Now the little shorty say it all of the time, and a whole bunch of niggas throw the word in a rhyme. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. The sucker nigga, 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 I throw the sucker in the front, both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, it's the neo nigga of the 90s. Come on. Sucker niggas posing like they hard when we know they damn caught. What you figure? Rhyme wise, I do the figure eight so concisely. Musically, we all the herbs, so sit back and like me. Inhale, inhale. My style is kind of fat, reminiscent of a whale. Young girls' desires hold the female's dreams. I be the abstract poetic representing for queens. Socially, I'm not a name, black and white got game. If you came to the jam, well, I'm glad you came. See, nigga first was used down in the deep south, falling out between the dome of the white man's mouth. It means that we will never grow. You know the word, tummy. Upper niggas in the community think it's crummy, but I don't. Neither does the youth, cause we am. Adversity, it goes right with the race. Yo, I start to flinch as I try not to say it, but my lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop as I start to spray it. My lips is like a oo-wop. Yo, you know, girl, that's the sucker niggas. Niggas, niggas, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the suckers in the front. Both the ones that front, the sucker niggas. Nigga, nigga, I throw the sucker in the front. Both the ones that front. Suck your niggas. Nigga, nigga. Hey, yo, Shaheen, take us the fuck out of here.
You're not any less of a man if you don't pull the trigger. You're not necessarily a man if you do.
CEO of Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Emporium and Warehouse. Thanks to a shipping error, I am now currently overstocked on Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Men, and I am passing the savings on to you! Attract customers to your business. Make a splash at your next presentation. Keep grandma company. Protect your crops. Confuse your neighbors. African American? Hail a cab. Testify in church or just raise the roof. Whatever your wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man needs are. So come on down to Al Harrington's Wacky Waving Inflatable Arm Flailing Tube Man Emporium and Warehouse. Route 2 in Weekapog!
Africa, unite, cause we're moving right out of Babylon, and we're going to our father's land, yeah. How good and how pleasant it would be before God and man, yeah, to see the unification of all Africa.
Episode 93, Rhyme and Treason Radio. Closing out the show, racism sucks. That's what we're talking about tonight.
Yeah, thanks for listening. If you did, racism does suck. It's prevalent. It's everywhere. Fueled by the media.
It's fucking horrible, man. You know, it just, there's no room in my heart for it. So.
Yep.
I was raised by someone that has, you know, my dad was firefighter in Oakland, California, and grew up in the area. And, you know, he had some pretty prolific points of views that he tried to instill upon me, I guess you could say, inadvertently. Just, you know, it was very natural to him to say things that were wildly inappropriate. You know, so earlier we were talking about how you could, like, it's kind of a learned trait. You know, obviously no one's born with that kind of hate in their heart, but I think that it was pretty amazing that even though it was in such close proximity to me and in my upbringing, that I always knew that it was wrong. I always knew that you weren't supposed to say things like that about somebody.
Stereotypes suck, that's for sure.
Yeah, and, you know, so I feel fortunate that in that sense I'm able to break that cycle, you know, with my son, and not, he won't be exposed to that. He won't think that it's okay to say something like that about somebody and use the N-word or call, you know, an Asian person a derogatory name, you know, just any of it. It's just, it's unacceptable. And
but it is acceptable to play Bloodhound Gang, so you're welcome, society. Whoever listened to this shit,
That's why we do what we do, man. I mean, that's the whole point of Rhyme and Treason, is to be ironic in that sense, to, you know, bring people of all sorts of different mindsets and perspectives into one fucking podcast where we can all share the same fucking pile of shit.
All right. On that note, we're out. Thanks for listening. Rhyme.
And racist, treasonist radio.
Unite for the benefit of my children. Unite for its later than
down between my breasts and mine. I don't want no war. Going down tonight.
Stop this war. Stop this war.
Civilization, ha, I call it empathy. I call this pussy, you know, I still cannot believe it. Our evolution now has gone the way of aid.
Your mind in the swirl. God bless the next bitch.
this is where the party ends. I can't stand here listening to you and your racist friends. I know politics bore you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you and your racist friend. It was the loveliest party that I've ever attended. If anything was broken, I'm sure it could be mended. This is where the party ends. I just sit here wondering how you stand by your racist friend. I know politics bore you, but I feel like a hypocrite talking to you, you and your racist friend.
Be it your sister, be it Fuck you, Patrick, and fuck your racist friend for the rest of what he wanted me to say. Your friend is a racist. Fuck you.
Rhyme.
And treason.